you tell someone, in such a situation, a person, what? Be careful, a person.
Say if I do what?
You say, in a dangerous situation, a person.
I say be careful.
Uh-huh. You say, he, what, to be more careful, he.
Watch, be careful.
You say he ought to be, or he belongs to be.
I just say watch, and be careful.
And you tell a child, you're not doing what you
supposed to.
What's another way of saying that? Say if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
wasn't supposed to do.
Or using the word ought, you say, I bet he did something he.
Mm-mm.
Would you say he oughtn't to have done or ought not to have done? Or
no. He did something he shouldn't have did. Or he didn't mind.
Uh-huh.
Either one of them.
A child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you.
Mm-mm. I know about that.
Say if you had done something that was hard work, you'd done it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through working, you tell him, instead of just standing there, you know, you might, what?
Mm-hmm.
Or say if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
tell them just what this book says. Thank not for tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring forth. Right? Don't think about what you're going to do tomorrow, and neither next week. Just for today.
You don't try to think ahead much? Did you ever say, I might could do that? Did you ever use the expression, might could?
No, because if I take in me to do something, if it's something to be made or something like that, if I look at it,
mm-hmm.
I can do it. I won't have to say I might. I say, yeah, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. The kind of bird that can see in the dark, you call that a...
Mm-hmm.
What's the kind of bird that makes a scary noise at night?
No, because so many birds squeaking and hollering at night. There's a hawk, there's a hoo-owl, and there's a screech owl.
Uh-huh. What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Don't no bird drill no hole in no tree. I know one will peck a hole in a tree. He's called a red-head pepperwood.
Uh-huh. What do you call the large one in pepperwood? About the size of a chicken.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used about people?
Well, that's what I just said, a peckerwood.
Have you ever heard people called peckerwood?
People's called peckerwood, huh?
What?
Oh. Uh-huh. I used to tell a little white boy that I raised him, but I told him this. Now, here the way I told him. He wanted to use a word, the word nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I told him this. I said, now how would you like for me to see a white person coming up the street and you hear me say, y'all come that old peckerwood.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that's on its way, but see, I was trying to break him up from using the word nigger, because God, you can read in this book and you don't read nothing about a nigger hardly. Now,